I'm coming out fast up to Wendy's, yo. Trying to get some fries and a burger, yo. And the skinny looking dude hands me my shit and says, have a nice day and enjoy fries, prick. I thought it was funny and he looked familiar. So I reached into my bag to grab my fries. My hands came up sticky and I was surprised. So in disguise, it's cum all over my fries. I started digging around to see what else was fucked with. My hands just hit something brown and I knew that I was pumped with. So I flipped the car around back through the Wendy's, threw the shit burner cum fries right into his face and said, I'm going to Friendly's. Coming on their drinks. Shitting on their burgers. And shitting on their burgers. I be spitting on their fries, bitch.
Feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Dave and Papanai. It is 4:20. And it is... Is it 4:20 where you are, Tom?
It is 4:20 where I am.
Dude, that's wicked beast.
In fact, we should both be smoking a huge blunt right now.
We should have a Snoop Dogg-sized blunt, each of us.
We should. We should. Only I actually am responsible when I have to take piss tests, and you don't.
Actually, I do have to take piss tests every once in a while for my sergeant.
For what?
My sergeant.
How often is that?
Once every 3 weeks.
Oh, I see, I see. So, you got anything good for us today?
We got some new games. We got some shit. Listen. I'm trying to bring the best heat that I can possibly bring, because that's what this show deserves. And so, for the obvious reason that hip-hop was clearly lacking this week, I did not have a hip-hop song, because I felt it was not up to the standards to which I hold myself on the show.
It wasn't up to snuff.
It was not, exactly. It was not up to the snuff that I want for... I want nothing but the creme de la creme for the listeners. So instead, I have a new segment, and it's something that I came up with in my mind, my brain. Actually, this is sort of a tribute segment to the episode which shall not be named for fear of copyright infringement, but since everybody else is stealing everybody else's shit all the time, it's all good. There are some horses running in the Triple Crown, which is the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, and the Preakness.
Nice, nice, nice. So are we going to do that same game?
So we're going to do the same game, except this time the horses are not the Kentucky Derby horses, which is taking place May 6th. And I could have gone back and done more Kentucky Derby if I wanted to, because I didn't really get a lot of horses. I just felt like it wasn't... I couldn't pull it off. I couldn't do it.
Come on, Dave. You know you're good like that.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm messing. I have some horses for you. I'm gonna go through this list. I know which ones are real and which ones are fake. And as you go through this list, I'm gonna be marking down with my, old school pen, Pilot G207, black ink, standard issue grade, civilian, with what.
So we're going back to the fucking caveman days.
We're going back to the, brass tacks.
Prehistoric,
scratching on the walls. Caveman days.
Alright.
That's exactly what this show is. This show is going back to the caveman days. That's what the tag should be.
We are rewinding time.
We are reinventing time. Not rewriting. Reinventing.
Yes, reinventing time.
So, that's the pen. Let's just go right into this. I know which one's real.
I have this. We are reinventing time. One... TikTok at a time.
One, we are reinventing.
You not feeling that?
I'm feeling the beginning. We need to find something instead of TikTok, though.
Second.
One tick at a time?
Yeah, that works.
Because TikTok just sounds gay.
TikTok, let's be honest. Sounds like I'm sitting here playing with someone's dick. TikTok.
Speaking of gay, fuck horses. I need to tell you this. I was watching Deadliest Warrior last night, and there was this... I love Deadliest Warrior. There's this episode called Zombie Warrior versus Aztec Jaguar, and the guy, David Lares Gomez Estevez, something ghetto, is on the Aftermath, which is the show they talk about surprises and results. It's like, it's not as well known as the actual show, but you can only, that's only because you can only get it online, I think, unless you buy like the season disc. But anyway, he's talking about the zombie weapons, and the zombie weapons all have penises on them. Like, they're shaped like dicks, and they're awesome, and I love them, and they scared the shit out of me. And so,
you have to love the penises.
I love the penis. Like, seriously, like, penises cutting pigs in half. Like, that was awesome. And so the guy's like, the Aztec, he has the guy who's representing the Aztec Jaguar, the guy, the show, He's like, so were you at all intimidated by the zombie warrior's weapons? And the guy goes, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, they, and I quote, these weapons, they made my butthole pucker up.
Are you serious?
I had never thought that Deadliest Warrior could be funny. I immediately convulsed on the floor, laughing, kicking in the air, slapping my bed, saying, shut the fuck up, get off of the show, no way, this did not just come out of your mouth.
So he really said it makes my butthole pucker.
Said my, makes my butthole pucker.
Wow, I'm assuming when he says it makes, I'm assuming he's talking about the huge dicks.
The dicks on the weapons, yes.
Yes.
Like,
wow.
You saying that made my butthole pucker. I'm just going to put that out there.
Wow.
let's get this horses thing out of the way, man. I have some horses. You ready?
Yep.
Holy bull.
True.
Dialed in. Okay. Anthony's Cross.
True.
Voyage.
True.
Running and Gunning.
True.
Soldat.
False.
Premier Pegasus. And the last one... Oh, no, I have two more. Fountain of Youth.
True.
And Guinness Beginner.
Yes.
Let's just go through this. Let's see what your...
I feel like I really screwed up on this one, to be completely honest. This game is all by chance.
It is all by chance. The next one, not so much, but it's just, really, this is just for me. This really is just for me. Like, I get such a kick out of you squirming, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm, like, so close to laughing on all of these.
I can tell, Dave.
I love True Fake. You said Dialed In was fake. That's real. You said Anthony's Cross was real. That is real. You said Silver Medallion was real. That's real. You said Premier Pegasus was real. That's also real. You said Soldat was false. Too bad. That's real. You said Holy Bull was fake. It was. You said Guinness Beginner was fake. It was. You said Guinness Beginner was true. It was fake. Sorry. I messed up. You said Fountain of Youth was real, that's fake. You said Voyage was real, that's fake. You said Running and Gunning was real, that's fake.
I didn't do too bad.
Not too bad. Better than last week, if I remember, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, last week I tanked. What did I get this week?
Let's count up here. Let's see, Dialed In was on my real side. I put an X there, which means that you said it was fake. Anthony's Cross, I put a... check. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 out of 10 this time.
Nice, I'm going up there.
You're going up.
Better
than your 3 out of 10 last week. Now this one is something you should know.
All right, let's hear it.
These are types and different variations of a plant known as cannabis.
Okay.
You are going to tell me what... This is called Name That Weed. Alright?
I'm gonna do awesome at this.
You better. Alright. This is... Oof, man, this is intense. I don't know what I'm doing. This is just crazy. Hot mics. Okay. Buddha's Delight.
That's
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
True.
Trainwreck.
False. Although I will say about Trainwreck, just to cover my ass, I said false, but I feel like that's true.
Alright, we'll see. Angel Pussy.
True.
Tibetan Hashish.
True.
Afgu.
False.
Cancelled Stick.
False.
Assassin of Age.
I'm gonna wing this one. False.
Tornado.
True.
And Hawaiian Homegrown Hay. Let's just run this down here. How well did you think you were going to do?
Very well.
Let me just run you down which side was real. On my real side, I have Alaskan Thunderfuck, Afgu, Trainwreck, Cancelled Stick, and Hawaiian Homegrown Hay. Those are all real. On my fake side, I have Buddha's Delight, Assassin of Age, Tibetan Hashish, Angel Pussy, and Tornado. You said Buddha's Delight was true. That's false. You said Tibetan Hashish was true. That's also false. You said Angel Pussy and Tornado was true. Those are both false. The only one you got right on the false side was Assassin of Age.
Yeah, I knew Trainwreck was true, though.
Yes, you did, but you said it was false.
That's bullshit.
In fact, you got two right on the real side. Those are Alaskan Thunderfuck and Hawaiian Homegrown Hay. Those were both true, and you answered as such. However, Cancelled Stick, Trainwreck, and Afgu, you answered as being false when they are in fact true.
I'm ashamed to the day 420.
Yes, you are. And that was very celebratory of 420. Might bring us back later on. Probably not going to be every week, but we're definitely going to see it again.
Good. That was a fun game.
Right? I enjoyed confusing you. It was priceless. Listening, I don't even need to see you. I can hear you squirming. I can hear you going on Google, typing these names in. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, the thing is that shows you how much I am not a pothead.
Well, yes, that is to your defense. If this was ever used against you, which it can't be because we've already said everything we said on the show is all speculatory.
Although I will also mention that in Vermont we name our weeds differently.
This is all very definitely varies by region. I definitely agree with you.
You know what? Pretty much in Brattleboro we have like four different kinds. We have mint, Danks, and then we have Sour Diesel, and there's one more, but I'm not quite sure what the name of it is.
Sour Diesel. I like Sour Diesel. I was at the dentist, and where they completely wrecked up my teeth, and they, like, made them hurt, and now I can't eat things because it hurts every time I bite down on my teeth, because they're idiots, and they don't know what they're doing, and they carve my shit up. I was watching on the television, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? This is going to be something you should watch on your television because it is so good. And when I say good, I mean full-blown panic attack, me rocking back and forth on my chair, losing my mind, screaming, yelling at the television, "You're gonna get me! Ah! Ah!" Having a full panic attack. The dentist comes, whoa, what's wrong? Is there hurting this teeth? And I was pointing at the TV, "This is really good. Here's the dentist." Just losing my goddamn mind.
No, I actually like that show. It's a pretty good show.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You should watch it.
I do watch it.
All right, no, this is for our listeners to watch it.
Yes.
Or one listener.
Hey, here's what listeners need to do. Watch Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Google that shit, find what channel and time it is on in your area, and email partytimewithdave@yahoo.com and tell us what you thought about it.
Please, please email. I have that email for a reason. I have the website for a reason. Find us on Podbean. Podomatic is not really working right now. Somehow they didn't put up the 5th and 6th episodes. So if you're having issues with iTunes, please send me an email.
I took the initiative. Check us out on Facebook.
Yes, Tom created a Facebook group. It's an open Facebook group that you can join. You can talk to either myself or Tom, and it's a lot of fun on there. We have a lot of fun making fun of each other and ours.
I never got a thank you, by the way, for creating that.
What?
You never said thank you to me for creating that.
I don't need to. You've been late on making this episode.
Will you suck my penis?
Yes.
All right, sweet.
All right,
no,
so
seriously, check that shit out on Facebook and hit us up in either me or Dave, because I'm pretty sure I made Dave an administrator, so.
You did?
I think so. If I haven't, I will.
I don't think you have, but I'll check it.
So check us out and contact either me or Dave, and we will be sure to answer your questions.
Definitely, all of them. And another thing I need to say, when I'm addressing certain people groups and certain, listen, just listen to me, right? Just, if there's one thing you should know about this show, don't take anything that I say seriously. Take none of it seriously. The job of, I would like to think of myself as an amateur comedian, if I may be so bold. And so when I use the term fag or faggot or fucking faggot, don't take offense to it. And I know this is going to come up. I know there's going to be some gay dude. Listen, I'm down with the gays. I have gay friends. I don't care about what you do in your private life. I have no politics. I don't care if you gays get married. That does not offend me in the slightest. Listen, I can't be passing. I don't think anyone should be able to pass judgment on somebody for if you are not a perfect sentient being, if you are a flawed person, you should not comment on something that you think is another person's flaws, when in fact we don't have the scientific know-how. We don't know what goes on in the brain. The brain is still a mystery. We don't know if these people are born like this. I don't know. And I can't comment on something that I really have no experience. I have no understanding of it. I can't comment on that. So that's just my stance on that.
And as well, did you like the comment that my girlfriend posted?
What, that we need to bring it down 10 notches?
Yeah, bring it down 10 notches and maybe someone will listen to the show.
We need to put it up 10 notches. I don't remember her saying maybe someone will listen to it. I think it's fun when it's like this. If we brought it down 10 notches, we would be like Bob the Builder.
I believe what she said was because we were trying to get people to download it, and I believe what she said was bring it down 10 notches and maybe more people will listen to it.
When you're on the internet, hun, that's not how it works. Maybe if you're dealing with little school people, but I'm kind
of
like,
you know what? If you don't like it, don't fucking listen. It's not like we're putting a gun to your head telling you to listen.
It's simple. This is a adult-oriented show done by a college student. What the fuck do you think is going to be in it?
Especially since on iTunes it says explicit content.
If you're downloading a show that says explicit content and you expect there to be something that's explicit and that might offend you, turn it off. It's simple.
Pause the download.
As for me, since I have the there's this nice little thing called the Constitution, and I really like it because there's this great little part in the beginning. It's maybe the first or second. I'm pretty sure it's the fucking First Amendment, bitch. Let me say whatever the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, I mean it quite literally.
Yes, Dave, and you are correct. And you know what? Unfortunately, a lot of people try to take that away, but we will stand by our rights.
Obama, 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 Obama. Okay. So back to before this all started, back to do you want to be a fifth grader? I just took two sample questions. I'm going to ask them to you. I want to see if you can answer these because I knew I was like, oh, that's easy. That's that question. This guy couldn't figure it out for the life of him. He's a graduate from the University of Michigan or somewhere stupid, like an idiot. Because if he had come from NYU or someplace actually legit, I don't know, USC, you know, I got to give a shout out to the California boys. But yeah, if he had come from someone like where they actually study their shit, maybe he would have been able to answer this. I'm going to give you three words. One of them is an irregular plural. Don't let the words, don't let the context of the words throw off what you're trying to find, okay? Heroes, sidekicks, villains, go.
I have to choose which one of those is wrong?
You have to choose which one of those is an irregular plural. They're all plurals, which one is irregular?
Repeat them again, please.
Heroes, sidekicks, villains.
Villains?
What? Do you know what an irregular plural is?
Fuck no, dude.
And, oh my gosh. Where do you attend school?
Where do I go to school?
Yeah.
Community College of Vermont.
Oh, okay. The irregular plural is when you add a letter to make it a plural. And the word by itself wouldn't be plural. Like, you couldn't add an S to it and make it plural. You'd have to add another letter. Exactly. And that Jeff Foxworthy, he says that to the guy, and he's like, no, man, I'm going to lock that in. Bang. Sidekicks, he picked. And, of course, he was fucking wrong because he's an idiot.
But, yeah, I have to explain that to my understood what it was.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, it was easy, right? It was common sense. He explained it to him, and he still picked the wrong one.
And he locked in like he knew what the fuck he was talking about?
Like a dumbass, yes.
Oh, boy. America's freaking retarded, bro.
Okay. Now, he was also asked another question. Same dude. The USS Constitution, which is in Massachusetts, it's harbored there still. I believe it's a museum. I could be wrong. Correct me at partytimedavid.com. Earned the name Old Ironsides in what war?
Repeat that again.
The USS Constitution, harbored in Boston, Massachusetts, earned the name Old Ironside in what war?
Hello?
Before you say what your answer is, I'm going to tell you what his answer was. He picked World War One.
Oh my God, it definitely was way before World War One.
I'm not going to lie. I did get this one wrong, but I was in a general, like, time period. Like, I was actually there. He picked way the fuck past in a conflict that I don't even know if we use boats in. I'm not even sure.
Boston Tea Party.
What?
Boston Tea Party.
The Boston Tea Party? Fucking dick. Seriously, pick a war.
Civil.
That's what I picked. I picked Civil War. It's actually the War of 1812, but that's good for us because that's still at least in the same century.
Yeah, not fucking World War II. Are you sure he wasn't smoking some TT or something? I mean, come on, it's almost 420.
Like, on some next level shit, like, out of his mind.
And it makes me feel smart because I picked the same war that you chose.
Yeah, and that's like, I think Old Ironsides, I've heard that name before. I definitely heard it in reference to the Civil War, but the fact is that it earned that name in the War of 1812.
Oh, I see.
So that's how I made that logical connection.
I just guessed. Mine was just an educated guess.
that's the only guess you need.
This week in Florida.
This week in Florida, West Melbourne, Florida, a naked man with an AK-47 was firing at a SWAT robot. A Brevard County man blasted away with an assault rifle at a SWAT robot while wearing nothing but his birthday suit. This seems to be a recurring theme using... Why don't you just say he was fucking naked? Just say it. Just say it and get over with it. The suspect's dog was the only onlooker as the robot approached the door at the West Melbourne home on Delmar Circle. authorities said a man was threatening Authorities said a man with several guns was suicidal and threatening authorities. He said he'd shoot anyone he could. Instead of risking any lives, deputies sent the $65,000 robot to the home. The robot has cameras which record all of its actions. The video showed the robot searching each room, its electronic eye roving from side to side while officers watch safely from a command post. As the robot slowly pushes the man's bedroom door open, the man comes out stark naked with an AK-47 in hand. The man then starts shooting at the robot. The camera goes out at first and then comes back on. The robot came away with bullet holes, frayed wires, and broken cables, but no one was hurt. It saved a life, said Barnett. The man was charged with criminal mischief. The robot will be out of commission for a while. It's being sent back to the manufacturer for repairs. I'm surprised that the man was charged with criminal mischief. That is crazy. Because I was charged with criminal mischief for something when I was 16 years old, and it was like it was buried in the PINS program in New York, so nobody ever knows what happened. But that's like the lowest charge you could possibly get.
It's criminal mischief.
It's like so low, and the fact that
when you think of mischief, you think of like, you know, like little fucking 3-year-old like being stupid. Like when I hear mischief, that's what I think of.
It's really, it's like, it's seriously like nothing. It's like baby cake stuff.
My question is, why the fuck was he naked?
That's my question. He was a Polish hostage taker, as they refer to in the movie SWAT.
Was he expecting to get like a blowjob or something while he was trying to kill people?
He wanted a robot blowjob. There's nothing wrong with that.
I will suck your penis.
Nah, nah. Drop the pants, take out your dick, suck it in mouth. Meh. I'm surprised that they didn't charge him with assaulting a robot officer with a deadly weapon.
The fucking antagonizing a canine officer.
Yeah, like that. We actually have another story similar to that this week, which you're gonna like, but that's not yet. That's not happening yet. The title of this article: Mom accused of showing sons racy pictures of herself. Hey, Florida. A Marion County mom was arrested Tuesday. She is accused of showing her sons ages 11 and 12 naked pictures of herself engaged in sex acts with men. One of her sons told investigators that after showing him the photos, his mother rubbed his inner thigh and asked him, "Do you want to try this when you get older?" according to the arrest report. The older brother told the DCF investigator a similar story. Officials say the alleged pictures were deleted during the investigation. Someone please get those pictures for me. Please.
Yes, I want to try those.
Mom denies it all. Lawyer says it's hogwash and that the... Listen, it was her ex-husband. It's his fault. Take him away, officers. He claims the boys have admitted what their father told them what to say.
Yeah, their father told them what to say.
I actually kind of believe that.
Yeah, because you know what? That's just way too creepy to be true.
We have... Listen.
Look at that. We call this 69. Would you like to try this when you get older?
Yeah, rubbing, like, your sons? Come on. Like, come on. How dumb do you think I am? I mean, Florida is bad. Actually, Florida might be that bad, actually. But listen, you have a choice between an absolutely raving, crazy woman doing this crazy-ass crazy shit. The pictures were deleted. We don't even know if they were real. And they're now claiming that the father told them what to say. If I had a choice between a crazy dude and a crazy girl, just be on Craigslist for 2 seconds. I'm picking the crazy dude.
I know, right?
I'm picking the crazy dude to be my deadliest warrior.
Nice.
What do we got?
Hernando County Sheriff's deputies said they found Gregory Hanscom of Spring Hill lying in his front yard Saturday night, naked except for the pants around his ankles. He'd been drinking, and his neighbors called after the 55-year-old man urinated in his front yard. Hey, come on, what's wrong with that? Come on. Just a guy wants to take a little piss. What the fuck, man? Come on. Is there something wrong with the man taking a piss in the... in his front lawn in full view of all of his neighbors? Nope. He told deputies he had consumed about 4 beers. Which, if you're pissing in your front lawn, probably isn't true. But okay. A 22-year-old woman... Oh, sorry. Yeah. Hey, Florida. A 22-year-old woman was arrested March 25th after she reportedly kicked open a bathroom stall door, grabbed a woman's shirt, and dragged her off the toilet, ripping her clothing in the process. The woman didn't stop there. She continued the fight later on when she dragged her into the bar. That's a bar fight. I have yet to see a man bring as much heat as that woman just did right there. That is impressive. That's the Lower Alabama Lounge in Destin, Florida. I'm going to that bar. I'm going to see how rowdy it really gets up in there. Because I promise you, 3 minutes with me, it's going to get rowdy as fuck up in that bitch. Oh, man. Dennis Delisle, 48, was arrested Saturday night at a roller skating party, the Skate Jam, in Palm Bay. Parents notified the cops that Delisle was purposely knocking the kids over, mainly the girls, of course. He's accused of touching the girls inappropriately when he helped to pick them up. Hey, I see you got knocked down there. You want me to help you get up? Wanky. Delisle told WKMG News 6 that it was a conspiracy plot. The kids ganged up on him and made the accusations because they were jealous of his skating skills. Listen, bruh. Listen. It's simple. You see those kids over there? I ain't the one who did this. They all hate me because of my mad skills, yo. My nunchuck skills, my skateboarding skills, my computer hacking skills. What's up? California lawmakers on Thursday, they lost their cars. And by their cars, I mean the cars that the state was paying for a state purchased car with gas and maintenance provided at taxpayer expense will no longer be provided to California lawmakers. The California Citizens Compensation Commission voted instead to give each legislator a $300 monthly transportation allowance, estimating the action will save the state more than $2.3 million over the first 5 years. I guarantee you that if you cut out that $300, it'd be even higher. Why are we giving them money to get to and fro work? They're already getting paid gobs, man. They're already having lobbyists hide in their back corners and pay them money so that they can get shit done inside the legislature for them. They're fucking, they're making bank. This is not no pansy job. They're making, I'd have to say, anywhere between $80,000 to $120,000 a year. That's just a wide range. $80,000 being the absolute, you're the worst congressman if that's how much money you make. You're the worst. You're not doing shit if you make that much money. The decision was made after Governor Jerry Brown appointed union officials Thomas Dalzell as the new chairman of the 7-member commission, replacing Murray, with Commissioner Chuck Murray. Murray remains on the panel in a non-leadership role. He was a business manager for International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is where my stepdad works. This is a new segment that since there is just so much crap going down, I can't ignore it. I can't let you ignore it. Since I know that this shit just flies right under the radar for most people. How many of you people, honestly, have heard of some of the shit that I talk about? Seriously. Let's just be honest. Unless I talk about it, there is a reason why I find the things that I do. Because I spend copious amounts of diligent time trying to find the best possible stuff that I know gets swept under a local news radar. Or, national news, I don't even know. Is there a national news? Let me know. Partytime with DavidYahoo.com. Don Dürfler's own wife didn't believe him when he told her the mail carrier was defecating in public. Then he showed her the pictures. Dürfler saw it all from his living room window while he was babysitting his son Wednesday afternoon. He started pulling his pants down and started defecating. And at that point, I grabbed my camera and started to take pictures. Hey, dude! You are a creepy fucking creep. You're a creep creep. You're the creepiest of the creeps. We're taking this very seriously, and I really want to apologize to our customers and to the public. I've worked for the Postal Service for many years and have never heard of an incident like this, and I hope I never do again, said Ron Anderson with the United States Postal Service. Hey, Oregon. Hey, Oregon. Oregon State Police said a six-year-old told authorities after he crashed his mother's minivan that he had left his home hungry and wanted to go buy food. Hey, Oregon. Is it Oregon or Oregon? 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 Oregon Trail, right? Oregon Trail? I don't fucking know. That's the only reason why I know that state exists, because of that video game. Sorry, Oregon. And now because of these crazy news articles that I'm reading. State troopers say the van the boy was driving crashed into several mailboxes in the Klamath Falls area on Sunday and then swerved into an opposite lane before hitting a Dodge pickup. The boy, who was alone in the van, did not suffer any injuries. He told authorities he had taken a roll of pennies from his family apartment to get some food. Troopers say the woman driving the pickup received minor injuries. This dude is fucking dipping, swerving lanes. Bang! Hits a Dodge pickup. He walks out unfucking scathed. Six-year-old boy. And the person, the fully grown adult woman who didn't have the sense to get out of the way of the six-year-old boy's man, got injuries. Naturally. You fucking idiots. Oregon. Hey, Oregon. The boy's name can't be released. It says it has not been released. It can't be released because he's a minor, idiots. Hey, Los Angeles, this is why you don't want to live in right here, this Los Angeles. Move to New York. It's not that good. Listen, it's going to be warm for a little bit. When that motherfucking earthquake comes, it's on, dog. It's on. You guys are fucked. I can't wait. I can't wait, man. Oh, man, I'm so excited. This is just a little precursor. This news article is fucking nothing compared to what's going to happen. Yipeng Dang, 51 years old, was accused Tuesday of creating a fake United States Army unit and selling immigrants on the idea that joining the squad was a path to citizenship. He allegedly gave his recruits military uniforms, had them parade in a Los Angeles suburb, and took them to a decommissioned USS Midway aircraft carrier, which is a museum in San Diego. Been there, seen it, ain't that great. It's kind of small, kind of cramped. Sorry, Navy, you suck. That's kind of awesome. They charged more than 100 fellow Chinese nationals a $500 entry fee and $100 a year renewal fee to join the fake army unit, according to Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. He called his bogus squad the U.S. Army Military Special Forces Reserve Unit, or MSFR for short, and gave himself the lofty title of Supreme Commander, prosecutors said. How's that bar fight waiting to happen? Yeah, man, I joined the United States Army, the Military Special Forces Reserve Unit. Military Special Forces what? Reserve Unit? You're an idiot, dog. There's no Reserve Special Forces. Except for, like, maybe... Okay, that's not true. There's one that I can think of, but not in the Army. Not in the Army, dog. I guarantee you it ain't in the Army. You're lying. Supreme Commander. All hail the Supreme Commander. How much bank did that guy make? Let's see. That's 100. He's 51 years old. That's awesome, first of all. Playa. player at 51. Heck yeah, dude. That's 100 times 500 is a lot. Ugh, that's so much. That's so much money. That's so good. That's so much bank. That dude is banking, man. As well as telling recruits that belonging to the unit was past the U.S. citizenship, Deng urged them to pay him cash for higher military rank. He also allegedly provided them with fake documents and phony military identification cards. You know, it's pretty simple. If people knew anything about the military, they would know that when they go to MEPS, that's when they swear in, that's when they get their decals. But, that's not how it's done, dog. And I think if we had a little bit more exposure on the whole process, maybe we wouldn't have things like this happening. Maybe people wouldn't be, oh yeah, here's your friggin' ID card. Here you go. I made it in the back. No, you didn't. You get it from MEPS, you dick. Ugh, man. He was arrested Tuesday by sheriff's deputies, charged with theft by false pretenses, manufacturing deceptive government documents, counterfeit of an official government seal. 8 years in prison if he's convicted, and he's holding on a $500,000 bill, which is fine, because that's about how much money he made, so... Booyah. Payback. Hey, Los Angeles. In Philadelphia, the students at LaSalle University say exotic dancers were part of a professor's extra credit symposium on business ethics. Officials at the private Roman Catholic school said they are investigating the March 21st seminar, which ended abruptly after the business school's dean showed up. Students say the dancers kept their clothes on. Sophomore Brad Bernardino tells some TV station that one dancer gave a lap dance to assistant management professor Jack Rappaport. He did not respond to an emailed request for a comment. The seminar was held at a satellite campus about 10 miles from LaSalle's main campus. What's funny about this is, I think at one time I lived in Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I think it is, yeah. Listen, man, I was down with the PA at one point. I lived there. Then, you know, I lived like 10 places, so that doesn't really mean much. I went to a school called LaSalle, wasn't LaSalle University, but you know what? Whatever. Maine lawmakers on Wednesday approved legalizing switchblades for people with one arm, moving close to becoming the first state to make such an exception to laws that ban the use of spring-action knives. Backers of the measure say legalizing switchblades would eliminate a need for one-armed people to be forced to open folding knives with their teeth in emergencies. How is that horror movie gonna treat me? How is that awesome horror movie when there's a one-armed dude with a knife that he has to open with his teeth to stab off, and just as the monster is coming in, with one arm, yelling, spitting in the dude's face because he doesn't have another fucking arm. In most states, carrying switchblades is illegal in most circumstances, though owning knives may be allowed in some states. Federal law allows their use by a person with one arm only on federal property if the blade is shorter than 3 inches. The reason for that being is because you need at least 3 inches of blade in order to hit any major things in the body. Except for the neck. The neck is a whole different story. But as far as the general torso area, 2.5 inches, maybe. 3 inches, definitely. The main bill requires the knives have a blade that is 3 inches or shorter. Of course it does. Because we don't want them, if somebody's being attacked, to actually be able to not kill somebody. You don't want that. One of my friends, Joe Arpaio, you may have heard him in the news, unfortunately. I do know this man. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, known for dressing inmates in pink underwear and feeding them green bologna, is inviting people to choose the most popular jail booking photos posted on his website. allows online users to browse through the photos and then vote on their favorites that will be highlighted on a mugshot of the day section. Arpaio says he hopes the increased web traffic will highlight the work of his employees. God damn it. Oh, man. This is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing. Hey, Phoenix. Hey, Arizona. Get like New York. I think I've reported, out of all this crazy shit that's gone down, I think one story has been in New York. One. Maybe. I could be wrong. I could be very, very wrong. Please let me know. PartyTimeWithDavidYanni.com. Maybe I'm speaking to nobody. But this is nuts, man. We have somebody in Arizona who bit a dog and then sued the police over the Canines Act. A 33-year-old man who bit back after he was caught by a Phoenix dog is suing police. Aaron Sullivan alleges the dog violated his civil rights and used excessive force to capture him as he ran from officers in Glendale during a burglary investigation last year. Police say Sullivan bit the dog back and injuring it. The lawsuits named the cities of Phoenix and Glendale and four officers. Precursors of filing sought $200,000 from Glendale and $250,000 from Phoenix. Sullivan also alleges Glendale police refused to give him insulin to treat his diabetes. Sullivan's attorney, Keith Knowlton, said his client has said his client suffered a diabetic seizure in the Glendale cell. That's kind of dangerous. Hey, Phoenix. Hey, dude. It's a fucking dog. How does a dog... This dog is violating my civil rights. This dog is using a set... It's a fucking dog, man. It's not an officer. It's not a canine officer. Stop calling it something it's not. It's got four legs, and it shits out the ass. And, like, squats and does weird things and lifts its leg up. I don't lift my leg up when I gotta piss. Ever. When was the last time? I haven't done that since, like, third grade when I wanted to see if it was funny or not. And it wasn't funny. It got all over the place. It was not funny. Former air traffic controllers are suspected of sleeping on the job. That's an older story. Recently, somebody was caught watching a movie. Of course. Let's just take it down. I'm going to give you guys the best and worst places to make a living. We're just going to mellow it out. We're going towards the end. This is not comedy. This is for your knowledge. Number one is Illinois, Washington State, Texas, Virginia, Delaware, Massachusetts, Georgia, Tennessee, Colorado, and Minnesota. Those are 1 through 10. The worst states to make a living are Hawaii, Maine, Montana, California, Vermont, Oregon, hey Oregon, Rhode Island, Mississippi, West Virginia, and South Carolina. Not surprised at any of those, really. I'm not really surprised that Texas didn't get a lot of oil. All the shitty states are basically in the shittiest places to make a living. It's simple. Maine is the happiest state, but it's the worst state to make. $29,000? You guys serious right now? California, you suck. You're number 4 on that shitty list. Vermont, you suck. You're number 5. Oregon, you suck. You're number 6. Rhode Island, you didn't want to be a part of New York. That's why you're number 7. Mississippi, you were in the dirty, dirty South. So was West Virginia and South Carolina. So you guys are all fucked because of that Civil War thing that you guys did. And that whole Civil War thing that you guys did, that's really coming around and biting you in the ass. Do you not notice this? It's a reoccurring theme. You slaved people for 100 years. It's not coming around and biting you in the fucking ass. Hurricane Katrina, anybody? Oh, yeah, in Japan. I hate to go there, but... generally, karma is a bitch to begin with, but when you attack somebody unprovokedly, not even a word, I don't even care, when you attack somebody without any provocation whatsoever, and you sink a bunch of ships, it's gonna eventually it's going to come around and bite you in the ass. I think that's the reason why you got there. They did. Don't be. Hey, listen. 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 Very high death toll. You guys, maybe you shouldn't have attacked us. Maybe the atomic bomb wasn't enough. Just had to throw a little extra earthquake in there. A tsunami or two. The new iPhone, of course, is just tracking your shit. The iOS 4 has unencrypted information that is tracking its location and sending it to some fucking server in Apple's database. Hey, Apple, your computer sucks. The only thing you should be allowed to make is your iPod. That's it. Because that's actually kind of fresh. The iPod, the iTouch, maybe the iPhone. Maybe. I think you should have to get a waiver to do that. I really do. I think you should have to jump through a legislative loophole in order to make the iPhone. Fuck your computer. It's a piece of shit. It sucks. It's the worst. It doesn't play games. I have to divide it. And I have to go buy Windows 7. You're supposed to be able to play games, you stupid dick. All kinds of games. Not just games that are meant for Mac, you fucking pricks. I think that's almost the end of the show. We have one more thing left because I don't know if I have a podcasting buddy anymore. I really don't. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I have a podcasting buddy. I don't know what I got. Last time we talked about the Fermi paradox. Now, this is sort of a follow-up story. Fermilab data hint at possible new particle. Now, this has been a huge thing in the science community for several weeks. What's going to happen when they stick this accelerator up and they put more particles and unexpected masses? What's going to happen? For the second time in weeks, the relatively small Tevatron at the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory in Batavia, Illinois, has found evidence of a possible new particle that would govern a new force in nature. This sounds like the next fucking bomb to me. The new latest finding, reported online, is based on an unexpected excess in jets of particles produced at the accelerator. A new particle similar to but heavier than the W boson and Z boson would explain the observed excess. W and Z bosons? I don't know if I'm saying this right. Are fundamental particles that transmit the weak force, which is responsible for radioactive decay. Less likely, says Fermilab theorist Dan Hooper, is the possibility that the new particle is a version of the long-sought Higgs boson. This version of the Higgs would be heavier than the one predicted by the physicist's standard model of particles and forces, and it would interact less often with matter. Considered the last missing piece of the standard model, the elusive Higgs boson was conceived of as a way to explain why some elementary particles have masses. On the other hand, explaining the data may not require a new particle or a new force. The excess may have arisen from some aspect of ordinary particle interaction that researchers don't understand, says Hooper, who is not involved in new work. The evidence is based on studies at the CDF experiment, one of two projects at the Tevatron, which collides a beam of protons with antiprotons, moving at energies of nearly 1 trillion electric volts. In the new analysis, Tiina Aaltonen of the University of Helsinki and a long list of collaborators homed in on the collisions between 2001 and 2009 that produced a W boson along with two lightweight jets of particles, including electrons. Jets are relatively common and are a sign of quarks, which can't be seen directly, but which fragment into other particles. The production of such jets in conjunction with the W boson is an essential starting point in probing physics beyond the standard model, Altonen and his colleagues note. Looking at collision products and energies between 120 billion and 160 billion electron volts, the physicists saw an unexpected peak. They found about 250 more such events than predicted by the standard model. So basically, the Fermi Lab has just invented the new death particle. The new thing that's going to kill the fuck out of all of us. This is going to kill us more than Iran is. It's going to kill us more than AIDS is. We're going to die because of these idiots making shit that they don't understand. They said that they don't understand why it made more than what they expected. It's because you're doing it wicked wrong, dogs. You're doing it so wrong. It's not cool. You're fucking with my shit, and it's going to come back and bite us in the ass. We can't keep fucking with nature and have it not bite us in the ass. We can't just keep making fucking a particle. Ooh, we made a new proton. We made a new electron. We made a new particle. I made a new element. It's going to come back and bite us in the ass. Remember what happened the last time they made an element? They put it into a fucking bomb and they blew the shit out of people. So with that, enjoy your week. Take care. See you next week.
Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart. But never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises. Before you tell yourself it's just a different scene, remember it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars. The stars will shine for you. God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home.